You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. The women in a Florida neighborhood are terrorized by a teen boy trying to abduct them. The 13-year-old boy approaches women jogging or walking their dogs, and he grabs them, trying to force them to come with him. If his targets run, the boy follows them home and bangs on their doors. In at least two of the incidents, the boy also threatens the victims with a large knife.
Nancy, the boy is caught on surveillance video several times wearing a camo hoodie and black track pants with a white stripe. When cops question the boy they believe is responsible, he says that he was in a, quote, dreamlike state during the attacks and was not sure if it was really happening. The boy's mother claims he is a compulsive liar.
Cops ID the boy from surveillance footage. He's now facing multiple charges of attempted kidnap. Florida police find a man sleeping in the stairwell of a Vero Beach apartment complex fully nude. The man IDs himself as Gregory Gornell and, still nude, explains to police the building is under new management and the emperor gave him permission to stay there. When cops ask how to get in contact with the emperor, Gornell says he talks to him through the power lines. Gregory Gornell, 44, pleads no contest to trespass, and he's sentenced to a week behind bars, fully clothed. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in central Alabama, where a 32-year-old man has been arrested and charged with five counts of capital murder. With more, here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
Authorities say Brandon Allen Kendrick II is accused of killing his wife, Kelsey Kendrick, and four children, ranging in age from 2 to 9 years old, in a horrific shooting. According to court records, all five victims were shot in the head with a handgun at their home in Bibb County, Alabama. Sheriff Jody Wade confirmed that two of the children were Kendrick's own, while the other two were relatives. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency reports that the victims include a 2-year-old, 2 6-year-olds, and a 9-year-old. Three of the children were dead on the scene. The wife and another child were airlifted to Birmingham hospitals, where they later died. The shooting prompted an emergency response after a call was made from the home reporting that a child had been shot. Brandon Kendrick was taken into custody at the scene without incident. Sheriff Wade stated that Kendrick did not provide any information about a possible motive at the time of his arrest. The shooting occurred near West Blockton, approximately 40 miles southwest of Birmingham.
The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency's State Bureau of Investigation is leading the ongoing investigation into the attack. Now to New York, as a judge tentatively schedules Harvey Weinstein's retrial on rape and sexual assault charges to begin November 12th. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
During a brief court appearance in Manhattan, Weinstein, wearing an American flag pin, faced a delay of over 90 minutes due to a global computer disruption, this according to Judge Curtis Farber. The hearing addressed the trial date and issues related to evidence, particularly information from phones. A former judge will review this material to determine its relevance and whether it should be turned over to the defense. Prosecutors indicated they expect the retrial to occur in November and are actively pursuing new claims against Weinstein, although no findings have yet been presented to a grand jury. Weinstein denies all allegations of sexual assault. Weinstein's lawyers have expressed a preference for an earlier trial date. Attorney Arthur Idala has raised concerns about Weinstein's medical care in jail, citing issues with diabetes, macular degeneration, and fluid in his lungs and heart. In Idala's absence, attorney John Esposito reiterated these concerns in court, and Judge Farber stated he would ensure Weinstein receives appropriate medical care. Esposito suggested that Weinstein be moved back to Manhattan's Bellevue Hospital for proper medical attention to ensure he is fit for trial. Weinstein was treated at Bellevue after his transfer to New York City, following the overturning of his 2020 conviction by the state's highest court, which ruled that the original trial judge allowed unfair testimony. Weinstein remains incarcerated due to a 16-year sentence from a 2022 rape conviction in Los Angeles. An appeal in that case, arguing he did not receive a fair trial, is expected to take at least another year. Weinstein's New York conviction was a milestone in the hashtag MeToo movement, which began in 2017 with numerous allegations of sexual misconduct against the former Hollywood mogul behind films like Shakespeare in Love and Pulp Fiction.
The 72-year-old Weinstein is currently behind bars on Rikers Island.
Thanks, John. Marcus Rutledge, 23, off classes at Tennessee State for the summer, spends the night at his girlfriend's Nashville apartment and takes their 2-year-old daughter to daycare on his way home. He briefly talks with his girlfriend on the phone around 1:30 p.m. By 5:30, Marcus still has not picked up his daughter from daycare, and he's not answering the phone. Family can't get in touch with him either. Inside his home, Marcus's dog is found locked in a bathroom, his cell phone, wallet, and car all missing. 1 month later, his car is found at an apartment complex across town, no clues as to why. Latent fingerprints are recovered, but a match never found. Marcus Rutledge would now be 49 years old. African American, 6 feet. At the time he disappeared, he weighed 190 pounds with short black hair and a mustache. Any info on Marcus Rutledge, please call Metro Nashville PD, 615-862-7329. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.